So hi, my name is Guillaume and you're listening to the first episode of this podcast about the outdoors. Today is the 3rd of September 2019. It's 1 p.m. 13. My location, because I think I will start every episode by saying where I am, it's north 56.35 35 54 degree and east 14.2505 35 degree, 113 meter. Just for good measure, I put the elevation, even though I'm in nowhere near mountains. I'm right now in off trails in the deep of a forest north of Veslapron, Lake of Veslap, in Sweden. So, welcome to this first episode, and on this first episode I want to go through the purpose of the podcast, my idea with it, and a description of myself and what I've done so far. So let's start with the purpose of the podcast. It will go through three main axes, which is sharing my experiences, what I experienced, some of my stories, misadventures, things that I feel that could be interesting for people to hear in order to not make the same mistake as me. Or, you know, if I find really something good that they can then can enjoy the same. Another axis I wanted to be on would be also like talking about different topic related to the outdoors. May it be about preparation, maybe about security, maybe about like different fire making or gears. Anything that I will not cover specifically in videos, but I would like to talk more about and, you know, a bit more in detail. And another third axis I wanted to go on is interviews. Actually, I was thinking a lot before, like, when I meet people outdoors, all of them have great story to tell or great knowledge to share. And, you know, I learn from them. And that's most like what I have learned you're going to hear on that podcast. But I was thinking it would be great if those people that have the knowledge will say it directly. Though I didn't really feel confident at pointing a camera at them and make them talk to the camera. I know how a camera can change your perspective and how you're acting. But a microphone, having like just my iPhone, which is because I record with my iPhone, but having my iPhone, you know, recording nearby is something you can forget about and you can just, you know, focus on what you are saying and on the discussion itself. So I was, you know, I never did interview with video for that reason, and I was thinking that a podcast audio will be best for doing such a things. Specifically also that interviews can take long and video camera take battery. Outdoors I only have solar charger to do, so on the long trip it will be hard to record interview of people. And honestly, the most interesting people that I have met were the deeper in nature, we're gonna say like that. One thing also I want in this podcast is to keep some kind of raw format. So I don't think I'm gonna edit more or less anything on that podcast. I don't think I will edit the blanks when I'm not talking, or the fillers, the A and and, well, you know, like this kind of word. Why? Because I like very much to listen to podcasts which are like, you know, in live. So I wanted to keep that spirit of like, we're gonna say authenticity. So basically I certainly not gonna edit it. And one thing also I wanted to keep is the fact that I want to do it outdoors. So right now I'm actually, yeah, sitting nearby a fire. So if you hear cracking, that's the wood fire. If you hear me moving and putting wood on the fire like I just do, yeah, that's basically what's happening right now. And that's, yeah, I would say that's part of the indoor outdoor joys, to be sitting nearby the fire and having a coffee. Now, let's talk a bit about me. Well, as I said at the beginning, my name is Guillaume. I'm French. I am nowhere Swedish related. I don't have any Swedish blood. And I don't have a Swedish education, we're gonna say like that. I have lived in Sweden for 8 years though. So I started to know Swedish people and learn their culture, and I really enjoy it. And in 2015, I actually got forced outdoors. We're gonna say forced in the sense that a friend of mine, I'm doing most of my jobs are programming, and you know, in office and server rooms, and you know, very indoor type of activity. And he was like, "You're coming with me. We are going outdoors." And we went to this national park called Söderåsen National Park. It's in South Sweden. And it's a story in itself that I will not tell today, but it will be for another day. And maybe, yeah, with the person itself, it would be great maybe to do such interview where we tell that story. And I loved it. I loved this overnight we did, unplanned overnight we did in the national park. It was great. We were tired after, but it was awesome. So awesome that a few months after, I decided to go back again. He was not available, so I decided, oh, I can go on my own. And we say French are arrogant. Well, it might be that. So I was like, we're gonna say stupid. And I went to this national park, Söderåsen National Park. People that know it will say, well, it's not that big. I went in January. I started late and got lost. And I got lost at night in the national park of Söderåsen. It's true, it's not big, but it's deep forest still. And I was alone. And I had an overpacked bag. And no GPS, of course. No compass, of course. I did literally all the mistake possible. And that's something I would not say I'm proud about, but that's something that show how inexperienced and how, like, I had no knowledge whatsoever about outdoors at that time. But I did survive. I'm still alive. I didn't freeze in the cold under the tree. I did manage to, after 3 hours of like wandering in the forest in the dark with a small flashlight, I managed to find the bus stop. It would be a story also to tell. And from that point, I decided, okay, well, can't be worse than that. So I'm gonna continue. But the first thing I need to buy is a flashlight and a compass. So that's what I did. And from that point on, I started to go outdoors more and more regularly, to the point where I will go every weekend, and mostly on this trail in South Sweden called the Skåneleden. I have done big parts of it. I have done the full Skåneleden number 1, the full Skåneleden number 3, parts of the, most of the number 5, and some part of number 2. Which is long, like long distance trail. After, I think, like Skåneleden 1 is like 400 kilometers, something like that. And I did it like on, you know, parts every weekends. I will, you know, take 2-3 days and I will just do some parts, and I will do it all season. So the, you know, summer, spring, autumn, winter, and winter is my favorite season, even though down in South Sweden it's one hell of a challenge, to be very honest. South Sweden winter is actually way more difficult to handle outdoor than being northern Sweden by minus 30. It's certainly something that I will take in one episode. Yeah. And one of the things also which I started actually early on, which is making videos. I loved since years and years to make videos, usually for private use and so on. And I started actually on this night where I went alone for the in January 2016, when I went alone in the Söderåsen National Park, I took my camera and I recorded. Originally, the plan was to record that for the family and for friends, and I put it on YouTube because some of my family doesn't have Facebook, so I put it on YouTube, and some people found it, and some people liked it, and some people found it useful. And then I had the thought about it, and I was like, yeah, well, it can be useful, because I couldn't find much data about the outdoors there, and how do I go there? Specifically, as I don't speak Swedish, the only things really I can say is "jag pratar mycket bra svenska, inte bra svenska," which basically mean like I speak very good French, but I don't speak very good Swedish. Yeah, that's basically the sayings. But most of the Swedes talk English, so there is no problem with that. However, information about the outdoors can be a bit tricky to get in English. And also, you couldn't find much video on YouTube about it. And what I loved about like seeing video of hiking on YouTube was like you could see the area and see like where you're going into. Like how does the terrain look, you know, is it like difficult, is it like a lot of steep slope and so on. So I decided that I will make a YouTube channel more properly, we're gonna say like that, and started to make my video about the trail I will do, and sometimes tell stories, what happened, you know, like you know, today I got attacked by a dog or things like that, you know. And those stories got longer. The more deeper I was going, the more things were happening and was interesting. And I, you know, my videos started to become longer and longer, and I didn't like that. I don't like to see video on YouTube really which are like 20, 30 minutes long. If my idea was to show the area, 20, 30 minute long video is too much. So I decided to make two type of video, which is the one showing the trail and the area, which are usually like 5 minute long video or something like that. So I will show, you know, the trail in a chronological order, so that somebody that will look at the video will have an idea on how the trail look. And I would have another type of video that I will record at night before going to sleep, which I will call travel log. And this is me in front of the camera talking about how the day went. If there is anything special that happened, I will tell that. What my plan is, and in deeper expedition, what my feeling were and what my state of mind were. Because this is something really I have seen very much overlooked, is the psychological aspects of being alone. Because yes, I mostly hike alone. Not that I'm antisocial, it's just that I am usually so unpredictable in when I am going that I really never take the time to plan. I usually end up like, well, I can go now. And I just take my pack, go to the train station of Malmö, which is where I live, and pick a destination. And I have some maps in my bag so I can just go. But usually that's end up like that. So me planning like a long time ahead is not really the thing. So I usually end up alone, but you usually meet also people. So this travel log was a very interesting way for me to also share stories and go into some detail of what happened. But as I said, I do not like long video on YouTube. I don't like half an hour video of somebody talking, you know. This is for me more something that is relevant in the podcast. I love to listen podcasts even when I'm hiking, and having somebody talking nearby or some different people talking about subject, I found that very interesting. And if the podcast is 3 hours long, it's not a problem. It's something, you know, you just pause and continue later. A video, it's more like, you know, you can forget about it. It's not that you're going to take it again later. Yeah, it's not really a video. It's usually meant to be consumed from one hand to the others. Other than the podcast can be consumed over like several period of time. So that's where this idea of making a podcast started to be in my mind, like a year ago when I was planning an expedition into northern Sweden. Because I was like, if I talk too much, it's just gonna make too long videos. I'm gonna run out of battery. I'm gonna run out of SD card. You know, there is all this consideration, but the voice memo recorder on the iPhone doesn't take much battery, doesn't take too much space, so I can go for talking for hours. Don't worry, I'm not planning of like just talking like for hours and hours, but I will just let freely myself talk or having a discussion with somebody. So then that was my idea with that podcast, to make a video sharing my experience, sharing what I learned and what I think it's worth knowing and what were my mistakes, so that you don't have to do it again with me. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can, I'm sure there will be some kind of, I don't know yet how it's going to be published, but there will be some kind of comment places. Otherwise you can write me a mail, find me on Facebook, on my Facebook page. You can write me a message, you know, let me know. You can follow me on YouTube also. I know it's a long time I haven't posted video. If I release this episode at the time where, like, let's say a week from now, it will have been months since I haven't posted video. So let's say I know I am extremely late with the video of Northern Sweden. They are all recorded. None of them are edited. I still want to do it. I am going to do it. But life right now took a certain turn that I need to focus on different things before I can go back on editing this part. And I really want to make those video. I mean, maybe just for people that do not know, I have been in off-season expedition in northern Sweden and northern Norway for like mid-September until mid-November, something like that, a bit more even. And there have been quite some adventure. It was honestly one hell of a trip. I don't know how to explain that. I was like, I had the best and the worst I can get. I could have hoped or scared for. I mean, I got rescued by helicopter. I got all kind of stories to share here. But I have also to make those videos. So yes, I am going to work on it. I am going to release those videos. And when I'm gonna do it, I really want to do it in time sequence of like daily or very close to daily. Meaning you will have every day a video so that basically you can follow the trip like in the same time fashion. Not having like one video of one day this week and the next week another one and next week another one. It will, you know, this expedition went so, there were so many things happening, that it's like I don't want to make a movie, and I really want to keep the format of like having daily. So yeah, so that's the video I'm talking about, and I'm gonna make it because I'm sure it's gonna be useful for people to realize that Northern Sweden is one amazing place, but their nature, Mother Nature, will kick you in the butt 20 times over, and if you are not ready, this is when it will hit. And if you are ready, and if you are prepared, and you can do this crazy trip safely without putting others in danger, yeah, but always be safe. So yeah, I think I have covered most of what I wanted to say. Let me know what you think. Otherwise, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have a Facebook page, Instagram, where I post pictures. And this podcast was produced with a website called Podobi. Podobi.com, you can check it out. It's a Swedish group, but we also do like English-speaking content. We are just starting on that. And certainly I will post it on iTunes. So check it out. I don't know yet the name of the podcast. Any great idea will be welcome. Yes. So my name is Guillaume, and you have been listening to that podcast that I've no name yet. See you next time. Over and out.